Agrégation interne d'anglais 2013. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Now, if you've made New Year resolutions, you're following in a tradition that dates back to medieval times. Dr. Catherine Ryder has researched the subject for her book Magic and Religion in Medieval England. She's here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
What sorts of resolutions were people making in medieval times?
Well, they were concerned in some ways about the same things as us, thinking about making plans for the future, wondering how the year would turn out. But they did that by trying to attract good luck or trying to predict particular things in the future rather than just by making resolutions as such.
So what sort of things did they do?
Well, in order to attract good luck, some of the things they did look quite familiar. They put greenery around the house to decorate the house to attract good fortune. They also exchanged gifts, which weren't just tokens of friendship, but also receiving a gift was designed to give you good luck.
And did they try to make predictions about what was going to happen in their life?
Yes, sometimes. One of the things they did, we hear about, was that they would cast beans on the hot surface by the fire in order to work out how specific plans would turn out in the coming years. So they could ask about a journey or a business venture or a marriage or anything.
And what,
really,
the way the beans fell would determine what would happen?
Yes, we think so. We don't get told exactly because a lot of our information comes from the clergy who thinks this is superstitious, and so they don't like to give too many details.
Right, I was wondering that. When you're researching medieval times and you're trying to establish this sort of thing, what are you going to for your...
Well, a lot of our information does come from clergy. They're writing treatises on pastoral care, they're writing sermons, so they talk about things you should tell your parishioners not to do.
And casting beans into the fire is a bad one?
Yes, they think that's superstitious.
Were there other things that they were more accepting of?
There were some things. We do, for example, find various treatises which tell you how to predict the weather and the harvest based on the day of the week on which New Year's Day falls.
So is there a good day? If it falls on New Year's Day falls on a Tuesday, say.
But Tuesday's not a very good one because you're going to have a rainy winter and a rainy summer and a windy spring. So quite
not
accurate,
great.
Really.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Now, if you've made New Year resolutions, you're following in a tradition that dates back to medieval times. Dr. Catherine Ryder has researched the subject for her book Magic and Religion in Medieval England. She's here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
What sorts of resolutions were people making in medieval times?
Well, they were concerned in some ways about the same things as us, thinking about making plans for the future, wondering how the year would turn out. But they did that by trying to attract good luck or trying to predict particular things in the future rather than just by making resolutions as such.
So what sort of things did they do?
Well, in order to attract good luck, some of the things they did look quite familiar. They put greenery around the house to decorate the house to attract good fortune. They also exchanged gifts, which weren't just tokens of friendship, but also receiving a gift was designed to give you good luck.
And did they try to make predictions about what was going to happen in their life?
Yes, sometimes. One of the things they did, we hear about, was that they would cast beans on the hot surface by the fire in order to work out how specific plans would turn out in the coming years. So they could ask about a journey or a business venture or a marriage or anything.
And what,
really,
the way the beans fell would determine what would happen?
Yes, we think so. We don't get told exactly, because a lot of our information comes from the clergy, who thinks this is superstitious, and so they don't like to give too many details.
Right. I was wondering that. When you're researching medieval times and you're trying to establish this sort of thing, what are you going to for your...
Well, a lot of our information does come from clergy. They're writing treatises on pastoral care, they're writing sermons, so they talk about things you should tell your parishioners not to do.
And casting beans into the fire is a bad one?
Yes, they think that's superstitious.
Were there other things that they were more accepting of?
There were some things. We do, for example, find various treatises which tell you how to predict the weather and the harvest based on the day of the week on which New Year's Day falls.
So is there a good day? If it falls on New Year's Day falls on a Tuesday, say.
But Tuesday's not a very good one because you're going to have a rainy winter and a rainy summer and a windy spring. So quite
not
accurate,
great.
Really.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.